So we're on the top line of the Gemara. We saw Gevaldige Droshes yesterday in the Gemara through the whole gory stage-by-stage process of the stoning, which we said could in theory be a three-stage process. You push him off the building, you then launch a stone at him, and if that doesn't do the trick, then all of Klal Yisrael launch stones. And we learn this all from the Psukim, albeit it was a Psukim with regard to Matan Torah. That's how we left off with yesterday. Even though the Torah was specifically talking about Matan Torah, anybody who touches the mountain, but we had Psukim to explain to us that there's not a one-time event, that is halacha forevermore. So says the Gemara on the top line, on the top line. Ve'im lav, what does ve'im lav mean? The Mishnah said that the first stage is the first aid pushes him off the building. If that kills him, there's no need to throw stones at him. Ve'im lav. But if he did not drop dead, aid hasheni noitel eso evan. Then the second aid would take the evan, which was obviously pre-designated, and he would then throw it at the victim. Says the or the person who needs to be murdered. Says the kill. Says the Gemara. Noitel. What does that mean? Noitel. He takes it. Vahotanya. But surely we've learned in a braisa, Reb Shimon, Reb Elazar Omer, evan. Hoysa sham masui shnei bnei adam noitla v'noisno aliba imespa. So how, Rabbi Yosef, do they explain the kasha by you? When it says in the name of Rabbi Shimon Elazar, there was a stone there, masui shnei bnei adam. What does that mean? Had a weight of.
Its weight was such that two men were required to carry it.
In other words, it was such a large evan, it wasn't just a little pebble or a rock. It was a stone that needed two people to actually lift it up. So, for what's the kasha? How do you understand the kasha? How can you say that the second aid launches the stone, but it needs two people to carry the stone? Is that how they explain the kasha there? So, how can you say that if it didn't succeed in killing him when they threw him off the building? Now the second aid takes the rock, but we had a brace that says that the rock was so heavy he needed two to carry. Again, Evan Oysa Sham, Masui Shnei Bnei Adam, which is their weight such that you need two people, Noitla, to take it, Venoisna Liboy, to launch it at his heart. And in Meis Bar Yotzon, if it, then it was killed, your Yotzon. We see quite clearly in that brace, so you needed two people. Says the Gemara, Uletameich. We can throw the question back. Uletameich means, even according to your reasoning, you're querying the Mishnah based on this braisa. One second. Even according to your reasoning, you're also going to be in trouble. Why? Tikshilecha hi gufa. It itself is difficult inherently. On the one hand, it says, Masui shnei bnei adam. It needs two people to carry it, but then it says noit klov and nois na liboy. It sounds like one of them takes it. So never mind asking a contradiction from the Mishnah to the Braisa. The Braisa itself seems to be inherently contradictory because it says it's a rock that two people need to carry. Noitlo doesn't say that they lift it up. It says that he lifts it up. So it's unfair to ask a stira to say that the Braisa contradicts the Mishnah when, to be perfectly honest, the Braisa seems to be contradictory inherently. Elo. Rather, what you're going to have to say is, in order to learn the Braisa, and therefore that's why it's no contradiction to the Mishnah either. Elo demidli lo bahodi chavri. In order to pick it up, that you need to do together with your chaver. You can't pick it up by yourself. But the shadi la ihu. But once two people have picked it up, then it only takes one to launch it. So it might need two people to pick it up, but it's not too heavy for one person to hold. So two people lift it, and then this aide is now holding it single-handedly. V'shodi lo ihu ki hecha detesa marzio. What does that mean? Hecha detesa marzio. Says Rashi, second line, Veshodi leihu chad minayhu, one of them, even though two have to lift it up, but Veshodi means to throw, it's actually only thrown by one. The Tesi Marzia, Mikoyach Godoil. The Shnayim Einom Yecholim Lechavein Koichom Lahashlich Keechod. It's more effective when one person throws something as opposed to when two people throw the object together. That will not be as efficient. Why? Because Kishazem Mashlich Zem Akvoy. Imagine two people holding a rock together. And they say, right, one, two, three, go, let's throw it. Well, if it's not exactly the same time that they release the rock, then what happens? One is busy throwing it, one is still holding it. So it's not that efficient. Mashlich, but if it's one person, then he can properly direct and throw it b'koyach. Why do we have an interest that it should be thrown b'koyach? As we've said many times, because we're always trying to finish off the death as soon as possible. So if it's thrown by two people, it'll not be as efficient. It'll be thrown a little bit clumsily. Therefore, there's less chance of it being thrown b'koyach. Remember, it's not just thrown upwards, it's thrown propelled downwards. So if you can imagine one person needs to now launch a rock downward direction, he can do so b'koyach much more efficiently if he's doing so by himself. Whereas if two people are holding and they say, right, fine, now let's at the same time, simultaneously release our hands and drop or throw this rock b'koyach on the poor fellow lying down at the bottom, it'll be less effective. So that's why it's true, two people needed to carry it up, but then one person was charged with throwing it down, if that's the case. So for the Braiser is not contradictory, and neither is the Braiser a contradiction to the Mishnah. Again, what was the Kasha? The Mishnah said that the second aid throws the rock, and the Braiser said that two people need to carry it. Says, well, you're right, it's no contradiction, just like the Braiser itself is not a contradiction. It's true, he needed two people to carry it, but one person throws it. No contradiction whatsoever. Yes.
This seems to be a mahalach here to get the death done as quickly as possible, so you shouldn't suffer so much. We learned that from the begodim.
Right.
We learned that, and yet I was thinking the first move is to throw the guy off the roof. There's a huge percentage that he's going to break every bone in his body and still live. That's why they have this second thing. So isn't that contradictory to the whole idea of we want to get the death done as quickly as possible? You're throwing him off a roof. There's not 100% for sure he's going to die. There's a good chance he won't. And if he's going to suffer. He's going to have every broken bone. He's going to have in so much pain. And then you're going to go kill him. I don't understand how that works.
I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I don't know what the chances are whether he's more likely to die with a
Well,
rock
clearly it's
thrown.
not clearly they know he's not going to die because they give you a secondary thing that if he doesn't die, here's how we're going to kill him.
They don't clearly
So.
know he's going to die. Possek says, if he dies, then that's it. And if he doesn't, then you've got to do stage two. I don't know what's more likely or less likely. I have no
But
idea.
obviously, there's a good chance he's not going to die. Otherwise, they wouldn't have this backup plan.
I would say the opposite. I would say there's more chance he will die, and that's why they start with that. Why do they start with that? Why don't they start first thing up, throw a stone at him? Clearly, the throwing the stone is less likely to work. So clearly, the biggest chance of him dying is pushing off a building. In the event he doesn't die, then we go to second best. Yes, Rav
Okay, so just to understand the scenario a little better, is everybody on the roof
Who's
when it
everybody?
first is the both Aidim,
Right.
all the people watching, and then they go down to see if it's okay, and the rock
No.
gets thrown from the ground or
No.
from the roof?
From the roof.
So you need some pretty good aim if you're going to take a big rock and throw it down to land on someone's chest
Right.
from
That's
two
why
stories
now,
up.
right. That's why we now understand the difference between one or two people. That's why it's such a big deal. Because if you're launching a rock from the height of two floors, then it's quite a skill. And if you do it with two people, it's going to be a clumsy job.
It's a great skill for a random aid. It's not like it's a court-appointed person.
Okay, you
You
can
know, you go to the amusement park and you have to throw something from two floors. You're never going to get it.
Okay, all those baseball experience back in school will help you out over here. That's why the Gemara says that if it doesn't work, you need to throw pebbles at all stones. Nothing's guaranteed. Okay, says the Gemara, ve'im lav. What's ve'im lav? We've now tried twice to kill him, as it were, pushed him off the building, threw a big rock, and he still has managed to survive. So then finally, what's the last process? We said regimoso, his stoning is in the hands of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael doesn't mean 600,000 people are assembled there. It means it's the achrayas now of the Bezdin. Bezdin always, as it were, the shluchim of Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara, v'hotanya, but we have learned a braisa which says me'oilom loy shono bo. Adam, Rabbi Yosef, how do they translate that? It never ever happened that what?
That a person repeated this, and then they add the stoning procedure.
In other words, you're telling me that what? That you might need a double stage stoning. Stage one was they launched a big rock. Stage two is a Klal Yisrael get involved. But the Bryce says it never happened. Me oilam loy shono. Shono means to repeat. Like Vashinantam Levanecho, the Mishnah, Shnaim. So it never ever happened. So what are you telling me that, well, that if the rock didn't do the job, well, second stage is all of Klal Yisrael now have to launch it at him. It never happened. Says the Gemara, Mika Amina di Ovid? Did I ever say that it did happen? Rather, di Mitzrich. Ka'amina. All I said is, if it's necessary, then that's what you would do. So you can't ask me, Kasha, yeah, but it never happened. I never said it did happen. All the Mishnah said was, if necessary, then these are the stages. Stage one, you throw him off the building. Stage two, you launch a rock. And stage three, you all launch rocks. But Enochrami, if indeed it's, history tells us that it never actually happened, then so be it. The Mishnah never said that it actually happened. All the Mishnah said was that if the stoning of the A didn't work, then you have to have Klal Yisrael. That's what the Gemara says. Mika mina di Ovid. Did I ever say that it did happen? Rather, di mitzrich, if it would be necessary, kamina, then that's what was stated in the Mishnah. That's what you have to do. Says the Gemara, Omar mar, even hoiso. What does Eben Hoysa mean? There was a rock there and all lined up, and that's what they used to launch at him if and when necessary. Says the Gemara, Eben Hoysa v'hotanya. We have learned in a braisa, Achas Eben Sheniskal Bo. The word Achas, as we know, doesn't necessarily mean one, it can mean weather. Not as in the weather, weather, WH. So Achas or either. Achas even sheniskal bo, v'achas eitz shenitlolov, v'echot saif shenerag boy, v'echot sudar shenechnak boy. Whether we are talking about the stone with which he was stoned, or we're dealing with the tree that he was hung by, which we'll see later on, or the sword that he was killed with, or the sudar, the garment that he was strangled with, kulon nikborin. Imoi, they all have to be buried with him. So if he was buried on the tree is buried. If he was stoned by a stone, the stone is buried. So how can you say that they take the stone? The stone sounds like there was a standard stone or rock that was used every time, which they would launch him, and then I guess they would winch it back up and have it prepared once again. But the Braiser says it's not true. It was never ever reused again. It was always buried with him, says Rashi. Kulam nikborim imoy. Mikvor tikvarenu yisera. Because it says kvor tikvarenu. Double loshen of burial. Why a double loshen? To tell me not only does he have to be buried, but nafkalon lekama bepirakaleit, almost in our perek, is to tell us that also the instrument, the equipment that was used to kill him, also needs to be buried. So either way, we don't understand. What does the Mishnah say that what they used to take the stone, even hoisa? What does Evan Hoysom mean? Look at the previous Rashi. We missed out a Rashi. Evan Hoysom, there was an Evan. What does it mean, there was an Evan? There was an Evan sounds like it was permanently there. Mashma, says Rashi, kol hayomim Hoysom lekach. It's mashma that it was always there, all the days. Which is very problematic because v'ho nikveres. But surely it was buried with him. So therefore, what is the diuk from the Mishnah? The diuk of the Mishnah is it doesn't say that they took an Evan. It says Evan Hoysa. Evan Hoysa sounds like on a permanent basis at all times, there was always an Evan which was situated there, placed, ready to be launched. But it's not true. It can't be. It was always buried. Says the Gemara, yeah, you're quite right. That's what it means. Lo tzricha. Do you know what the Mishnah means? De mesakni umaisi achrini chilufayu. And Achlami, they used to bring another one as an exchange. So de mesakni, they would set up this one, have it ready to be launched. Indeed, it was buried with him, and then they'd have another one. So when it says Evan Hoysa, it doesn't mean it was always there. It means there was always had the latest rock. But it's not the same rock that they used every single time. So if ever they used the rock to launch at the person, he would then die, and then they would have another one waiting second time round. Yeah.
If this rock actually killed the guy, wouldn't it be makabel tumah meis?
Yes.
So then I have to throw it. You got to get rid of it because nobody can touch it again.
Why?
It's tumah meis. The big
Simple.
rock kills the
No, it's
guy.
not.
Now it's
No, it's
tumah meis. Who's going to touch it again?
firstly, there's no issa to become Tommy Mace. Only if you're a Kohen, there's no issa to become Tommy. There's no issa to become Tommy. It's not an aveira to
But
become
these are
Tommy.
kohanim who are going to throw the rock.
Kohanim? Why are they Kohanim?
Didn't you say it was a kohen that actually killed the guy?
No, the Edom.
Oh.
Wherever the Edom were. Wherever the Edom were. Okay, says the Gemara. Nikvorim imoy. Now, you told me that the items that were used to kill this fellow were buried with him. Whether it's the tree or the rock or the sword, whatever it may be, was buried with him. Says the Gemara, Vahotanya, Ein Nikvarim Imoi. We have another braisa that seems to say the exact opposite. It was not buried with him. What's going on over here? We have one braisa that says it was buried with him. It's learned from a pasuk, as just mentioned. We have another braisa that says the exact opposite. It was not buried with him. So was it or wasn't it? Says the Gemara, Omer Rav Papa, my imoy. Rav Papa says, I'll explain to you. Do you know what it means, imoy? What does it mean it was buried with him? It was not literally with him. Imoy betfisosoi. Imoy betfisosoi. What does it mean? Imoy betfisosoi. Zog Rashi. Betfisosoi betoich arba amois. Avoloi nikbru imoy mamesh. Imoy bitfisos means within hand's reach, as it were. Within hand's reach. Meaning, it was not buried with him in the same grave. It was buried bitfisos, meaning within reach, within Dalad Amos of him. And therefore, we do not have a contradiction in the braces. One Bryce says it was buried with him, another one says it was not buried with him, there's no contradiction. It wasn't quite with him, it was close to him. So the Bryce that says it was buried with him means within proximity. The Bryce says it was not buried with him, meaning it was not buried absolutely with him in the same, in literally in the cave. Says the Gemara, Omar Shmuel. Shmuel now says a chiddush lahalacha. Nikta yad ha'edim. What happens if the hands of the edim became chopped off, came amputated? So the edim have testified against this fellow. The edus has been accepted. He's been indicted, convicted, and he now has to be killed. They're about to kill him, and before he gets stoned, the hands of the Edom are now chopped off. Says the Gemara, Shmuel says a chiddush, potter, he's exempt. Why is he exempted? My timer, because deboina, we require a fulfillment of the pasuk, which is Yad Ha'edim Tieh Boi Barishayna. It says quite clearly the hands of the Edim, which is not just figurative, it's literal apparently. The hands of the Edim, they must go first. And if it's not possible to fulfill that, well, then he's exempt. I can't say, well, if the Edim can't do it, so we'll ask somebody else, we'll ask the Bezdin. No, the way that this person is killed, the Torah is specifically mapped out for us, Yad Ha'edim Tieh Bo Rishon, in the hands of the Edim. And if they have no hands, well, then they can't stone him. And if they can't stone him, we can't now just appoint somebody else in their place because the Torah said it's got to be through them. Says the Gemara, one second. Bo'ino Yad Ha'edim Tieh Bo Rishon V'leka. And I don't have any fulfillment of that. Says the Gemara, Elo Me'ato. So now let me ask you the following question. What would be Edim who are Gidmin Demi'ikara? What happens if their hands did not get chopped off? They just had no hands in the first place. Me'ikara right from the outset. Hochanami de Psili. Would you say, well, if that's the case, they're Posel Edim? Because they're Edim who can't give Misa, is that true? And if that's true, why did you say Edim whose hands were chopped off? Why didn't you just simply say Edim who don't have hands at all? Look at Rashi. Gidmin hochanami de psili v'im kein. If you're going to tell me that if they have no hands, they never had hands, they're also possible for stoning and everything as if they're, he's exempted. Neimer Edim gidmin psulim. Why didn't you say Edim who are Gidmin? Gidmin means they have no hands in the first place. They are Psulim Lomali Denokat. Why is it that you mentioned Nikta'o Le'achar Mikah? Nikta'o means that they had hands, but unfortunately they got chopped off afterwards. Well, why did you choose that case? Why didn't you simply say a case of they never had hands from the outset? Says the Gemara, no, that's different. Shani Hossam, over there is different. The Omar Kra Yad Ha'edim. Yad Ha'edim, this says the Gemara, is understood to mean Shehoiso Kvar, the hand that he had. The psul is not the fact that he has no hands, rather, the psul is from the fact that he used to have hands and doesn't anymore. So that's why we Dafka spoke about a case of Nigda, where his hands got removed, but Gidmin would actually be kosher. Look at Rashi. Says Rashi, Ha'edim, Yad Ha'edim, we translate to mean Yad Shehoisolohem, the hand that the Edim had, Tielohem B'Shas Misa. That's got to be present at the time of death. And if it's not present at the time of death because their hands got tragically cut off, well, then indeed, it's possible, and therefore he's Potter. However, Aval Gidmin Meikara. But if he was hands, his hands were never in existence in the first place, then Loi Mishtamu. Well, then we don't hear that from the Possek. That's not what the Possek is coming to exclude. Dezuhi Yad Shalohem. If you ask somebody, an aide, Chas V'Shalom, who has no hands, where is his hand? Where is his hand? So, I don't know, his shoulder is his hand. That is his hand. So, therefore, you can't say it's an aide who doesn't have a hand. That is his hand. Whereas, if he had real hands, but now doesn't anymore, so the Yadayim that were there at the time of the testimony are not anymore the Yadayim at the time of Misa. That's why it's possible. But if he had no Yadayim, for example, his hands were cut off, let's say, until the elbow. Until the elbow. So he's got just a stump, the top of the arm. That is his yad. It's true, that particular part of the hand may not physically be able to throw a rock. Maybe it can, maybe it can't. But either way, that is his yad. So the fact that it's a half yad is not a problem. Whereas where you had a full yad, then the Torah is telling you whichever yad he had in the first place still has to be in existence at the end. So if in the first place he only had a half a yad, well, that's his yad. But if in the first place he had a complete yad, and now, however, half of it is gone, so that's not a fulfillment of the yad that he had.
So then who commits, who then would throw the rock?
So then maybe somebody else, Ein HaChamim. But
And Rebbe, isn't there a svara, I mean, to say that the reason the Torah wants this guy to be the one to throw the rock is because if you're going to testify, you're going to have to kill him too. So make sure you're telling the truth. So now
right.
if the guy comes without hands and he's not going to be the one to kill him, it kind
Really,
of.
yeah, it's a good svara. It's a good svara. We were discussing yesterday what would be the reason why do the Edom have to kill him first? So you're suggesting a new reason. In order to provide an incentive, they've got to give accurate Eidos, knowing that they're going to be the ones to kill him. Okay, it's a good svara. It's a very good svara.
But then that's for then the problem is it disappears if the guy come the
Perhaps
Edom
it,
comes without arms.
if that's
I'm
the
not
svara.
worried because you know I'm not the one who has to kill him, so
Right. If that's the svara, again, I don't know that's the svara, but I hear it sounds like a good logic. Okay. Says the Gemara, Meisvei. I have a kasha from a braisa. Kol mokoim sheyeiduhu shnayim. Any place where two edim will testify. V'yomru me'idin onu be'ish ployni. If two people testify and they say what? Not that we saw the event, but rather they testify and they say, we saw be'ish ployni. Shenigmar dinoi bebezdin ploini. They don't testify that he was mechalel Shabbos. We never saw the chilul Shabbos, but what we did see was we were present when he was convicted in a certain place, certain bezdin. Uploini uploini edov, and we can testify that we saw who the edim were. So for whatever happened. For whatever reason, he was not killed by the original Bezdin. For example, he escaped. Now he finds himself in North Alabama, and two Edom come to Bezdin and say, listen, this fellow is now in North Alabama. We never saw him be Mechalel Shabbos, but we did see him being convicted in Bezdin. We can give you all the details. We can tell you who the Bezdin were, who the Edom were. And the Brisa says there, Hare Zeh Yehoreg. That's enough evidence to put him to death. So why is that a big kasha? What's the obvious question? Well, the original Edim are clearly not the ones putting him to death. Says Rashi, look at Rashi, Hare Zeh Yehoreg. Va'afalpi, even though She'ein Kan Yad Edim Horishonim. Even though I don't actually have the hands of the original Edom. Alma, what do you see from over here? Says Rashi, loy, boy, kro, kedeksiv. So it seemed to be that the pasuk that says that the Yad Edom have to go first is not critical. Delav dafka ichtiv. It's not saying, the Torah is not saying that it dafka has to be them. Elo mitzvah b'alma. It's just a mitzvah. So it's a mitzvah that the first Edim, and if they can't, then they can't. Well, if that's the case, how can you say that what? That when the Edim's hands got cut off, now he's potter, say this, I can't do the mitzvah, but it doesn't say that it has to be through them. And the biggest proof is from the Brice we just brought that when the Edim come to the other Bezdin and say, we report that he was convicted, you kill him. Tremendous kasha. Says the Gemara, Tirgum So Shmuel explained. That you misunderstood the Braisa. Says Shmuel, Behein Hein Edov. What we're talking about is that Reuven and Shimon are in fact the original Edom. Reuven and Shimon come to the Beis Din in North Alabama and they say, you do not need to go through the whole trial because we hereby testify that based on our very own testimony, a Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael convicted him. He escaped. So now the Bez in Alabama say, fine, so we accept that, put him to death. And who will kill him? These Edom. So it's not as we originally thought that the Edom come to Bezdin and they say, listen, we don't know anything about the case. We were not there, but I can tell you who the Edom were. No, that's not the case. Rather, they are the Edom. But rather than having to go through the whole trial all over again, they tell the Bezdin, listen, we hereby testify that the conviction has already taken place. Ah, so he's killed. So therefore, really, the Yad Edom HaRishonah, it is Le'ikuvah. Look at Rashi. Behein hein Edov. What this means is, Kegoin, i.e., Dahanach Shnayim, these very two people, Hami'idim Olov, who are now testifying, Shenigmar Din Bebezdin. Hein hein Edim, they are the Edim, Sheheidu Olov Mitchila, who testified right from the outset. They are the original Edim. The Nischayev Alpihem. And they originally got convicted based on their Eidos. So therefore, in the final analysis, really the Yad Edim HaRishonah requirement is absolutely Le'ikuvah. And that's why we understand very well now that if indeed the hands of the Edim got cut off, well, there's no way to stone him. You can't say, well, it's just a Din Lechatchila, but if not, you get somebody else. No, it's got to be through them. And that's why, indeed, if it can't be through them, then indeed he's Potter.
What would be the Havamina that if they, so the original Edom found him in Alabama, that they wouldn't be the ones to kill him?
Because maybe the Bez will say, I don't know, you come to our Bez and we have to do the trial all over again. Why should we
And
accept the testimony that there was a trial?
the second question is, Lechora, are they saying, let's say you have a big criminal boss with a lot of influence, and he's the one that's being killed, and he hires somebody to cut off their heads, he doesn't get killed?
No, you're right, he
Right.
won't. Yeah, it's a good answer. Wouldn't suggest it, but yeah, it's a good answer.
No, I'm just saying.